learned yesterday. Learned yesterday that is a halacha of stam. Hamavet chaveri stam. In the rishay l'tayva fachas rishloishim yayin. Learned yesterday that if you lend somebody money stam, you don't make up a day, so you can't be tevei him fachas rishloishim yayin. And we said, the Gemara said that bishlama shtar, if you lend somebody money bishtar, so it's a svara. What's the svara? That the person's not matriach to write a shtar, pachas mishloishim yayin. What about milval peh? The Gemara answered that we learned it out of Zed Devar HaShmita. Zed Devar HaShmita, we learn out that that stam hava shloishim yayin. The question is what the maskana sagamar is. In the maskana, when you say stam hava lamed yayin, how do you learn? Do you learn that it's taka not al pi svara, gzeres hakasuv, and it's gzeres hakasuv, so then it has nothing to do with svara, with the metzias. It's a din that if you lend someone money, he doesn't have to pay back until 30 days later. Or this is just an asmasta. And really, it's based on the svara. The Torah is an asmachta that we say stam when someone lends money. Stama. The assumption is it's for 30 days. By shtar, there's no question, right? By shtar, there's no question. The question is by milval peh, is it a zeres hakasuv, or is it a svara? Then it's the same shtar. If it's svara, then it's the same shtar. Probably the most simple nafkamina would be. This man hazeh, if you downstairs, you're, like I said yesterday, you're in the dining room, you lend someone a dollar. So if it's exeris hakasuv that you get 30 days, so it's exeris hakasuv, you get 30 days. But if you're going to tell me that the reason you get 30 days is because it's an umdina of the das of a person who borrows, that he wants it for 30 days, I think we would all agree that someone who borrows a small amount of money in such a manner, this man hazeh doesn't mean to hold it for 30 days. If it's a zeres hakasuv, then you can't say anything. It's a zeres hakasuv, you can't change it. If it's a svara, so then there'd be room to be mefakfek in certain cases, whether that svara holds true or not. Lemaisa, there seems to be a machlaikis achrayim in the Michas Chinuch, and it's a tough ayin base. The Michas Chinuch quotes in the name of the Bach, that we paskin that if you lend somebody money for 10 years and Shemitah passes, ain't Shemiyas Misham Tasai. Shemiyas is not Misham. Which was like the second Lashon before, that's the way we paskin. So you give someone a 10 year loan and Shemitah comes in the middle, Shemitah is not Misham. What happens if you give someone a loan stoma, you don't make up a date? You give someone a loan stam, and in the 30 days, Shemitah passes. Okay, Shemitah means the last day of Shemitah, is Mishami. So you lend someone money in the last days before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Shemitah ends Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So a few days before, in the middle of Elul, you lend someone money, stama, for 30 days. And the end of 30 days is past the beginning of the end of Shemitah. Is Shemitah Mishamit that chayv? Is that chayv that you lent someone and you didn't make up a time, is Shemitah Mishamit that chayv or not? What's it telling you? You got the shayla. Complicated. Okay, we pass in that. If you went to Favish, say, I'm lending you this money for 30 days or for 10 years, and Shemitah passes, then there's no question. Ain't Shemitah Misham Tasa. The question is on a stam halva, what's the din? By stam hava, Shemitah Mishamit, if it passes during the 30 days. So the Bach says that Shemitah is Mishamit, this chayv. The Bach says that Shemitah is Mishamit, such a chayv, because the chayv passed over the end of Shemitah. That's the Bach sheet. And the Michas Chinuch argues, he's not Tmiyah. He says he doesn't understand. So why should Shmiyas be Mishamet? You made up 30 days. What if you made up 30 days, so you learned Stama? So it should just like if I lend you money and I say, you don't have to pay me back till 10 years from now. You don't have to pay me back till 30 days from now. We had a din that Shmita is not Mishamet, because if it didn't come due, Shmita is not Mishamet Achayid, which is the way we paskin. So if Shmita is not Mishamet Achayid, that didn't come due, so then why should Shmita be Mishamet Stam Hava? Stam Hava also doesn't come due until after 30 days.
In case the 30 days came after Shmita is already over.
Right. Now, the second Nachmaikis. I'll explain why this is all Talia Zabazet. He also that Mechasinach brings, in the name of the Tumim, that normally if I lend you money for a period of time, I have no right to be Taitis a Mashkin during that time. Let's say I lend you money for 10 years. In the middle of the 10 years, I get nervous. I say, you know, I want a Mashkin. I have no right to be Taitis a Mashkin. I only have a right to take a mashkin in a case where it's time for you to pay and you don't have money, then I have a right to take a mashkin. But the emsa, you can take originally I did on the condition, the original time of the loan, I could also make up to get a mashkin. But if I lend you money without a mashkin, and I give you 10 years to pay, during the 10 years, I can't come and say, I can come and say it, but I can't force you to give me a mashkin. Tfisa doesn't help. It can't be typed as a mashkin. Look at the by the din of Stam Hava, Lamed Yain, Tisa does help. I could be tight as a mashkin during the 30 days. If you lend someone a dollar for a soda, he tells you he's got 30 days to pay back. So you can be tight as something of his, according to the Tumim. Why? Why? Why could you be tight as? Why should you be typhus? It's the middle of the loan. In the middle of the time of the loan, you can't be typhus. Just like the Mechasinah asks on the Bach, the Mechasinah asks on the Tumim. What's the difference if you make up a time or if it's Stam Hava Shleishim Yom? The Mechasinah holds that it's exactly the same din. And the Bach and the Tumim hold it's not exactly the same. So the Mechasinah is asking, what's the difference? What's the Nachamina? If it's Stam Hava Lamed Yom or if I make up Lamed Yom, it should all be the same. What's it 30? So the way I understand is the machlokes is this. If you say the Mechasinah calls that Stam Hava Lamed Yayin is a Sfar, it's an Umdina, that's what they meant. That's the Mechasinah calls. That Stam Hava Lamed Yayin is an Umdina, and this Pasuk is just an Asman. If so, if that's true, that Stam Hava Lamed Yayin, if we say that's what they meant, it's as if they made it up. If they specifically made that condition, so then the Mechasinach is right. The dinim should be exactly the same. What's the difference if I said 30 days or if we have an umdana that I meant 30 days? Either way, 30 days is 30 days. So what's the nafkamina? The dinim should be all exactly the same. However, the Bach and the Tumim hold, like the second way of learning, that it's Xeris HaKasuf. They all said, no, there's no umdina. When I gave you the loan, I meant to get payback tomorrow. That was my intention. There's Xeris HaKasuf of Zed Vara Shmita. What does that Xeris HaKasuf tell us? Zed Vara Shmita tells us that I can't force you to pay me until after 30 days. Not the same as me giving you 30 days to pay. If I give you 30 days to pay, then is Allah, I can't be tied to some mashkin, and is Allah that Shmiyas is not Mishamit, the loan is now, it's not, it's La'idah. However, if you learn to Xeris HaKasuf, And within the 30 days, I still have a right to be Taisis. I can still have a right to be Taisis Amashkin within the 30 days, which is what the Tumim says. Because he says the whole din is just a Xeris HaKasav. The two people meant, I lend you a dollar, I mean you give it back to me tomorrow. I have to wait 30 days, it's Xeris HaKasav. That Xeris HaKasav is that I have to wait 30 days to force pay. But it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with Mashkin. I can still be Taisis Amashkin during the 30 days. So I didn't give you time. Once you hold that I can be Taisis Amashkin during the 30 days, then the Bach is right. That's Karina Beila Yigais. Lamaisa, I could come and be Taisis Amashkin within the 30 days. So if I don't, if I'm not Taisis Amashkin within the 30 days, so it doesn't matter. It's still Shemitah's Mishamid. Because since I could be Taisis Amashkin, so Shemitah is Mishamid. The Chayv exists. Not like a 10 year Chayv. Is not collectible. I can tell you a chayv at all. It's a chayv. It's a stam chayv. There's a custom. I can't manai, but since I can be taken to mashkin, so shmita could be mishamit. The Gemara says a 10 year loan hashda like rina beila yigas. That's only true about a 10 year loan. It's not true about a loan for which I can be taken to mashkin. So it appears that this is the machlokes, and the chachinah holds it the svara, and the tumim and the bach. Apparently hold that it's a Xeris HaKasav. Now we had a Bava Basra, Gemara in the first parak, said that if you lend me money, let's say you lend me money for a year, and then I claim that when you call yesterday for payment, I claim I already paid. I said parati. I say I paid first money. The year's not up yet. I say, what do you mean? Yeah, I borrowed money for a year, but I paid you after 6 months. Am I never to say that? Why? Chazaka ain't Adam Pereya Tasmana. Right? The Gemara says that there's a Chazaka that ain't Adam Pereya Tasmana. A person doesn't. The Gemara says, Bahalavashi from his mana. That people don't pay loans early. Halavai, they should pay on time. What about the Stam Hava Lamid Yain? What would you say? If I borrow money from your stomach. I borrowed money from your stamazai. I borrowed one over you, I borrowed some money. I borrowed $100. And then after 20 days, I say I pay. Is that cool? Because okay, another prayer doesn't matter. Shmuel Rezavsky said to the Chayrut, told you this in these two tzadim. If it's a Xeris HaKasav, but it's not tasmanai, when I borrowed it, I didn't mean to pay it for 30 days. It could be I meant to pay it after 10 days. So if it's a Xeris HaKasav, then be'etzem, a person could be paid tasmanai. If it's not Xeris HaKasav, if it's svara, then that it's an umdin that I meant to pay after 30 days, then chazok ain't other friend. There are a number of nafkaminas in this inyan. Shmuel Rezavsky says one more nafkamina, which I think is a finish. Tell me if you agree on this svara. What? If the Xeris HaKasav, that means when I borrowed it, I really was going to pay, let's say, within 15 days. The Xeris HaKasav gives me 30. So now, if I tell you I paid after 15 days, there's no chazaka against me. There's no chazaka in the prayer test manner. That's what I meant originally. It is an undina that when you borrow a stomach, you don't mean to pay till 30 days. That's an undina. So then, the undina, then we say chazaka in the prayer test manner. Mentally, that's a person's mental state, is that a person doesn't pay back earlier than he intended. Because the umdana is only that a person doesn't pay earlier than he intended to. But if my intention when I borrow was to pay after 15 days, I would pay after 15 days. It's not that a person goes and looks it up in Shulchan Aruch and that's when he pays. And mentally, a person is in the habit of paying things when they're due. And Achinami up Yalaka, they're not due till later, but if in his mind he's going to pay it for 15 days, that's an okay. That's the assumption. He says, one more nafkamina, I'm not sure, I can tell you what he says, I'm not sure as far as, there's a machlaikis in the Sechta Shabbos, Kufel Ches, there's a machlaikis Rishayim. If you say, Stam She'ila Lamed Yayim. What is She'ila? She'ila is, in Hebrew, there are two words. Halva means alone, and she'ila also means alone. In English, it's one word for borrowing or lending. In Lashon Kodesh, when you a halva is something you borrow and use up, and you return something different, like money. If you borrow money, you borrow a dollar, stick it into the machine, you give them back a different dollar. That's a halva. Same thing, if someone lends you a dozen eggs, you use up the eggs, and you give them different eggs. That's a halva. Halva is anything that someone gives you, and you don't give the same thing back. That's called a halva. She'ila is when you borrow, let's say you borrow someone's shovel. So you ask your neighbor, you can borrow his shovel. So that's not called a halva. In Hebrew, that's called she'ila. You're borrowing an item. You borrow someone's car. That's she'ila, you're a shayel. And Hilchas Ribis only applies to halva. Hilchas Ribis only applies if somebody lends you money or lends you something that you use up. If someone lends you a shovel, you're allowed to give him, you're allowed to pay him for lending it to you. That's called renting. When you pay someone for lending something to you, that's called renting. Right? You're allowed to rent a car. It's not ribis because you're borrowing the car and you're paying for it. No. Now, she'ila and halva are two different things. So the Sefer Shabbos is the Machlokes Rishayim. It's stam she'ila lamed yayin. Stam, somebody borrows something from you if it's for 30 days or not. Imagine, somebody asks you if you could borrow your car. Say, stam she'ila lamed yayin. The Machlokes, if stam she'ila is lamed yayin. Machlokes Rishayim. So, what Rabbi Shmuel Mizrachi suggests is that Tolian this. Now, how would you say it? What's a Tolian? What's a Tolian? Some
Shiva Lamed Yain. Shmita doesn't take away, you know, the things
you borrow. Shmita does not apply to Chafetz. If you borrow someone's car and Shmita passes, you don't have to give back the car. So, if you learn to Xeris HaKosav of the Zed, the Barah Shmita, then it does not apply to Shiva. Then if you borrow things, it doesn't apply because it's over Zeres HaKasuv by things that you, by She'ila, by items that you borrow. Mishenkin, if it's a Svara, that Stam Avah Shloshim Yayim, he says the Svara, that Stam, if somebody goes and borrows money, he needs 30 days, that would apply to She'ila as well. That Stam, if someone borrows an item, he also needs 30 days. That makes sense to everybody.
Huh?
Most people don't borrow items for 30 days. What? It may depend on the item. If you borrow, so someone has one shovel and you borrow a shovel, so it's obviously going to be for 30 days. I'm not sure that the Svari he's saying is so strong. On the other hand, the Ari Shemin says, Stam Shiva Lamed Yayin. So if there's a cousin, it doesn't work. Al Svari, it doesn't work, so how does it work? I don't know, you have to come up with some mahalo, some shiva or amid yash. Yeah. In this gemara, it's not shiva. I'm sorry, you're right, the Rosh brings her. Beinu Tam, Tzvili, who I did, Stam Shiva, Lamed Yayin. Okay. So the question is, question about the Svara is, right? Yeah, that's what the Russians arguing with anything. Okay. So the question is, why should say Stam Shiva Lamed Yayin? But I will call him. So what do we have? Four potential nefkaminas and all this. Either if Shemit is Mishamit, the back, or the Tumim, if you can be typist during 30 days. You say Chazaka in other prayer testimonies, or Zaski Philip. And then the Shaila Stam Shiva Lamed Yayin, this is all L'chaira Tali in this. The Bach brings a very interesting raya, a very strange case. In Mishnah and Shemitah, now listen carefully to the case because it's a little unusual. The case is, if the day after Chaf Tes Elul is usually Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei. As a matter of fact, nowadays it's always Elul Tishrei. Right? So somebody is in his it's Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and it's Yom Tif. You're allowed to shecht an animal. So he shecht an animal, and the derech was before they had freezers. You would shecht an animal, and you would give out. Everybody would take a piece of the meat, and after Yom Tif, they would straighten out their bills with you. Yom Tif, they can't pay you, but that was the derech. The Mishnah Beis, I think, right, says the way they used to give it out. They didn't mention prices. They mentioned they saw how big it was, and they afterwards they charged. So here it is. It's Rosh Hashanah, and it happens to be the Rosh Hashanah right after Shemitah year. Chavtes El of Shemitah. Now it's already Rosh Hashanah. It's the year after Shemitah. And the butcher cuts up his meat and he divides it to all the people, all his neighbors. And after Rosh Hashanah, they'll straighten out the pain. And then they're sitting at home enjoying the Rosh Hashanah meal. And some Edom come from Yerushalayim and they say, you know what? You blew Shofar for nothing today. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Edom came last night. And today is the 30th day of Elul. And tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So then the Kabbal the Edom, and they declare it that today is not Rosh Hashanah anymore, today is still El. Now that today is El, it's still Shemitah. Okay? Still Shemitah. What happens? That evening, Shemitah ends, Shkia time, and then they go through the whole Rosh Hashanah again tomorrow. What about all the money that's owed to this butcher, that's owed to the butcher for the meat that he gave out? What about all the money that's owed to this butcher for the meat that he gave out? So, what? Hold on a second. I'll answer that in a minute. But what happens to this thing? So it says in the Mishnah that Shemitah is Mishamit. He's out his money. This butcher is out the payment for his merchandise. Apparently, it's considered a loan. And it's considered a loan, which Shemitah is Mishamit. And the Mela, he loses his money. That's what it says. What? Well, what? Oh, one second. It's good that you're asking. One second. So that's what it says in the Mishnah Shvi'is. So Zakta Mirbach, 1 minute. This was Stam Halva. Apparently, this Mishnah, at least the way the Rambam brings down this Mishnah holds that this has a din of Halva. Right? Because the Shemitah that we said yesterday is not Mishamit, only Halva. So being this meat, because it wasn't really sold on credit. It was just sold that you'll pay right away, but you're going to have to wait. You can't pay on Yom Tov, you have to wait till after Yom. So anyway, this was a Stam Hava. It apparently has a Din Hava because Shemitah is Mishamit. So why don't you say Stam Hava Lamed Yayim? And Stam Hava Lamed Yayim, Shemitah is not Mishamit. It's a Raya, that's the Bach. Now, for Stam Hava Lamed Yayim, Shemitah works. Even by Stam Hava, Shemitah is Mishamit Achai. That's the Psak. That's the Raya of the Bach. From this case, we see that when you give someone something stama, that Shemitah is Mishamit Achai. Apparently, it's a real Hava. At least the way the Rambam brings down this Mishnah, he says Shemitah is Mishamit. It's probably pushed out in the Mishnah. So then we see it's Hava. Shemitah is not Mishamit, it's not a Hava. Apparently, this has a Shem Hava. And if it has a Shem Hava, then Stam Hava Lamed Yayim, and Shemitah shouldn't be Mishan. Alamai, it's right. If it's Stam Hava, Shemitah is Mishan. So that, Rich Wurzowski beats around the bush on that. I think what he means to say is that here, it wasn't like you saw something in someone on credit, normally. Only so if it's on credit, it doesn't have a Shem Avah. Could be here, since you gave it to him, and the intention was for him to give the money right away, as soon as he's able to. Maybe it has a different deal. At any rate, I told you yesterday, it's Machlokes Rishayim. This Indian, if Shemitah Rishayim is a bill. Here, here, for whatever reason, Shmita is Mishamis. We declare, why is it Mishamis? And nothing there, Mishamis is also told to that. But if they get to the Raya, it's still a Raya. Since Shmita is Mishamis, it's a Haba. If it's a Haba, it's a Haba, not a Gai. Why is it Mishamis? So this is the Raya that the Bach brings. Now, Arya started to ask something which the Chassinah starts off with. The Chassinah has a taina on this that basically very similar to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's taina from yesterday. The taina is that when the butcher sold the meat, thinking it's Rosh Hashanah, it was a Mekach Tos. If he would have noticed that Rosh Hashanah, a few hours before the end of Shemitah, he would have never given out meat. Matter of fact, if it wouldn't have been Yantif, probably they wouldn't have even wanted the meat. So he was cutting out, giving out meat based on the fact that it's the day of the Shemitah. So the Mechas Chinuch asks why is this type Nishma in the first place? It's a problem because of this time that Mechaira is a type of a Mechakar. So be that as it may, Mechas Chinuch clears eyes, not Negeya to what we're discussing. Basically, what we have is two ways to learn Stam Havala and Yayin. And the tremendous nafkaminas that you have, I think the biggest nafkamina is the Zman HaZeh. The way things are done today, I don't think that today, you know, certainly small loans people don't need to do for 30 days. Depends, you know, if somebody borrows money for an expenditure, he doesn't have the money, so I would say Stam HaValam again. Many people today borrow money just because they don't have the money handy. They have money, they just don't have it with them. A person goes to the neighbor's house, and he borrows, he's out of money, and he gets a delivery. He borrows money. Most people don't mean to make a long-term loan out of it. Usually you borrow things from the neighbor until you get around it. Either until the husband comes home, right? Until the wife comes home, when she's the one with the money. And then, you know, until you get to the bank. So does that change some of our money? That shayla is totally in these two ways of learning. If you say it's exerus hakasim, nothing in the world is going to change it, unless you make up a fairish difference. But if you say it's an umdana people's das, so I think that today, if people had sitzuk and they came to a rav over such a type of a loan, I think the rav would assume that it's not stam lama yayin nowadays, if you borrow money from a neighbor. So that would be the main nafkamina. So we can start clearing how many days it is. So if somebody is not clear, the Rav would pick a number that's for sure. Let's say somebody borrows money from a neighbor. Certainly within a week they need to pay. Certainly maybe within 5 days. Whatever is a safe amount, that the Rav would say that that's the amount of time to pay. He's not arguing the mission. He answers the Basrani. He goes into a test of the Basrani. Alright, let's see the next line of the Gemara. Oh, there's one more point. The Rishash asks, what's this previous Gemara doing here? Stam Havalam again. What's it doing in Makkos? Why does it bring this Memra? I'm reading Memra. Stam Havalam again. What's it doing here? Huh? Because it brings something that has to do with Shemit, even though it's not the previous Gemara. But the Rishash answers is that it brings Stam Havalam again. Tell you that if Shemitah passes within the 30 days, it's not Mishamis. Just like the Gemara before said, that within 10 years, if Shemitah passes, it's not Mishamis. It's the same thing, Stam Havalam Yayin. So if Shemitah passes in the 30 days, the Chayv is not Mishamis. So the Rishash sounds like the Mishamis, I think, right? Who said that Shloshim Yom is not Mishamis. According to that, it's very good what it's doing here in the Gemara. Now, once it brought down this Gemara, it brings down a piece of Gemara from the Sefer Shabbos. If the question is, what's this Gemara doing here? The answer is that it has to review the Marav. If you'll ask me that there are about a zillion members of review the Marav in Shas, and why does the Gemara choose these? I can't answer you. I don't know
why. That's
what
we have.
All three Rav Kahana is asking on him. Okay. I understand. So all these three are we Rav Kahana here. Yes. Okay, good. Why is Rav Kahana not Nami Kula? Okay, good. So let's see. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. What does that mean? What's a Pesach Beis HaTzavar? So the way Rashi seems to say, how do you make a, you have to picture like a talus cotton. What's a talus cotton? It's made out of a rectangle of cloth, and you cut out a hole in the middle for the head. So I think that's what Rashi's learning, right? It's something new. You have a new piece of cloth, and you're cutting out the center hole. The Ritva touches it slightly differently. The Ritva says it means that the hole was stitched up. The hole was stitched up. They used to stitch up the hole when they sent it to be cleaned, for whatever reason. They didn't want it to rip in the cleaning. So they would sew it up. And Pesach Beis HaTzavar means you undo the stitches that were sewn up afterwards. So because they used to stitch it, they... What? Well, then go see the Gemara's cash.
Why is the nafkamina?
Is there a real nafkamina between the two? So far, there's no nafkamina. We'll see if we get around. Pashtus, yeah, the question is whether we need to get it. Maybe we'll get to the nafkamina. We'll see if we have time. Maskit Mar Rav Kahana. Hold on a second. Shabbos Chayef Chatas. Chayef for which malacha? You have 39 malachas on Shabbos. So which malacha you chayef for? So Rashi says Shetikin Kli. That's called Makabah Patish. Anytime it says the word Misakin Mana in Hilchos Shabbos or Tikkun Kli, it means Makabah Patish. Why does Makabah Patish? Makabah Patish is a malacha which completes the manufacture of a baguette. So Rashi learns that we're talking here about the malacha Makabah Patish. The Rambam brings this din of Pesach Beis HaTzavar in his collection of malachas of Kireya. So he brings it in the same sif, the same halacha where he brings Hilchos Kireya. The Mashmois of the Rambam is that the Rambam learns that Yechayiv Mishum Kireya. So which sheet is more pashut? Which way is more pashut, Kireya or Makabah Patish? Okay, good. So let's see. If you say Makabah, are there two sides to Makabah Patish? Makabah Patish. If I can think of a reason it shouldn't be Makabah Patish. Well, according to Rashi's pshat that you're cutting your head whole, I would think it's certainly Makabah Patish. According to the Ritva, maybe it's not Makabah Patish. According to the Ritva, it's the way you work with the beggar. Every time it seems that way. What? Because you open your clothes, so maybe it's not Makabah Patish.
That's
yeah. No, you just open it. If you have the hole, you stitch it together, and then you just open it up.
That's the bottle cap. The bottle cap, the bottle's already, the cap is already made, and there's like they seal it afterwards.
Like, yeah, but it's not the way it's made to be used. Some of it's the way it's used is not Makabah Patish.
Same thing by the shirt, which gets closed up. It's covered by the shirt.
What do you mean?
It wasn't meant to be used in that space.
If you have a type of cap, which every time you put the cap on, you clamp it again. Every time you remove it, then there's no Makabah Patish. But if it's just done once when you first use it, that would be a shadow Makabah Patish. At any rate, what? If you do it once, then Rachinami, then it should be Makabah Patish according to everybody. If it's once permanently, then there's no two ways of that. Right, what the Michas Chinuch suggests is that the Rambam is Maidah, it's Makabah Patish also. But that, if you go with that Mahalach, that the Rambam is made this Mak in the Paddish, then there's only one Machlaikis, the Machlaikis in Hilchos Kareya. Nishmas Adam assumes that the Rambam argues about Mak in the Paddish too. In which case there will be two Machlaikis, one Machlaikis if it's Mak in the Paddish, and one Machlaikis if it's Kareya. But I think just to keep it simple, we'll go with the Mahalach and Mechaskeno. Everyone agrees it's Mak in the Paddish. Shaila is a Kareya. We'll discuss the Machlaikis, if it's Kareya or not. The Rambam holds it is Kareya. The Rashi sheet is that it's not Kareya. What is this Machlaikis Tolian? So the Ritva seems to learn that the Machlaikis is Tolian in how to teach the Mishnah in the Masechta Shabbos. And the Mishnah says 39 Malachis, which is Zereya, says Kaitzer, says Chayresh. You know, most Malachis are one word Malachis. Right? Baina, Kaisei, they're all one word Malach. When it comes to Kareya, the Mishnah says, Kareya al-Minas Litvar. It's only an Av Malach on Shabbos if you rip in order to sow. What does it mean, you rip in order to sow? What does it mean, you rip something in order to sow? It means, the Gemara says, that where it's sown, it wasn't sown well. Well, the Gemara says a moth came and it ate up part of the cloth. So you're ripping it up in order to fix it again. Let's say somebody, his pants are tied on him, so they let out the pants. How do they do that? They rip it. They rip it where it's stitched together, and then they re-sew it at a different width. So that's Kareya on the Aslitva. So the Mishnah says that it's, that the Malacha Kareya is Kareya on the Aslitva. So 1 minute. Why does it say Kareya Amunas Litva? Why doesn't it just say Kareya? Well, what does it mean? What does the Mishnah mean when it says Amunas Litva? You could learn two ways. You could learn that no, that's the Tzura HaMalacha. Kareya Amunas Litva. If it's not Kareya Amunas Litva, it's not an Av Malacha on Shabbos. The Malacha ripping is Dafka ripping in order to sow. That's the only time it's a Malacha Derei. Or you could learn. No, Kareya is chayiv any time there's a constructive purpose. Almanas Litvar is only a mashal. It's only an example. Kareya Almanas Litvar, that's an example. If you rip something in order to repair it, that's an example. Most ripping is destructive. Destructive ripping is makalkel, puzzle. So the Mishnah says, Kareya has to be a tikkun. It has to be a type of kriya which is a misagin. So now it comes out in the Malacha Deraisa of Kareya, we have two ways to learn. Either that kriya, the tzurat ha-malacha is dafka almanos litvar, then it's not almanos litvar, it's not a Malacha Deraisa. You're not kamina. Let's say you rip open an envelope. Somebody gets a letter and he rips open the envelope. Is that the Raisa or the Rabban? If you learn that Kareya Almanas has to be Almanas Litvar, then ripping open an envelope is not a Raisa. You didn't do it Almanas Litvar. You didn't open the envelope in order to repair it. However, if you learn, no. Any Kareya that's a Tikkun is a Malacha Raisa. Any Kareya that's a Tikkun is a Malacha Raisa. And Amunas Litvar is just a mashal. So then if you rip open an envelope, it would also be a tikkun, because now you could use the envelope to take out the letter and put it back. So then it would be a chayiv, then it would be a Malacha Deraisa. In this case, it's considered tikkun in the envelope. Once you get the envelope, it's used as a pouch. You take out the letter, you can put it back if you want. So that would be true. If it's a tikkun mitzad acha legamri, you'd be right. It's not. That's not the second heter. It is such a heter, but it has nothing to do with the malacha with what we're talking about now. Okay, so I'm a little bit after that. And even la halacha, it's machlokes. The Prichadosh says opening an envelope is a deraisa. The sheet of the Prichadosh. And there's a tshuva the Chacham Tzvi about opening envelopes. I think it's Tshuva Lamed Tes, where the Chacham Tzvi says that opening envelopes is only a Drabana, not Gemina. If you can tell a guy to do it for you, it's a mokum tzairah. A guy is not allowed to do malacha deraisa for you, never, unless for a chayla. But otherwise, a guy can't do malacha deraisa for you. But a guy doing malacha derabanan, that's called a shvus deshvus. Shvus deshvus is mutter for mokum tzairah. So that a guy would be able to open up an envelope. It's a big enough community now. If a guy can open an envelope, ripping it even when it's glued together, it's not that community.
The same thing.
Right, so this is a nafkamina. Lamaisa Taisvis and Mesefta Shabbos, and Dafayin Gimel, says the Feirish, the first way, that it's not called Kareyav, it's not Amanas Litvar. It has to have that Surah Samalach. So the Beferish Taisvis, the Beferish Rishon. But the Kiva Egan, the Gilyan Ashas, yes, it's a very tough, a very strong kasha on Taisus. There's a Mishnah in the Sefer Shabbos Daf Kufhei that says, "Hakireya b'chamasai, by almesai." I think it says "Hakireya almesai" or "b'chamasai." Someone rips kriya because somebody, a relative, died on Shabbos. He rips kriya. It's the wrong thing to do, but he rips kriya on Shabbos. Oy b'chamasai, or he's angry. He wants to vent his anger, so he rips something. Chayiv. That's chayiv. The Gemara says it's a tikkun. Rice and kriyana meis is a tikkun. And the Gemara says either ripping in your anger, if it vents your anger, as well as the Gemara talks about it, it's a tikkun. Sekar b'kiva ega, that's not karei almanos litva. That's not karei almanos litva. We see the Feirish that karei almanos litva is Kareya Chayiv, even Shalai Amanos Litva. Sarathi and Godwa on Taisus. How could Taisus say that Kareya Chayiv only? If it's Amanos Litva, Perisha Mishnah. Chayiv. 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 L'chayra, Armach, like it's Rashi and the Rambam, is totally in that. The Ritva seems to say that the reason the Rambam holds that this is Chayiv Mishum Kareya, even though it's not Amanos Litvar, you're cutting out a neck hole. The Rambam holds Kareya is Chayiv any time it's a tikkun. Like Rabbi Kivega is bringing a ride. That's the Shita of Rambam. Rashi, who holds it's not Kareya in our sugya, will hold like Taisus. Rashi will hold that Kareya, that's not Amanos Litvar, is not a Deraisa. If you want to make him into a Deraisa, the Kareya has to be Amanos Litvar. And this kriya is shalai amanas litva. So the nail is not. So that's the machlokes here between Rashi and the Rambam. But the problem is that we have a very strong kasha from kareya b'chamasai v'almesai, which is the chayav b'fer shiraya, that it is kareya. So let's find a good answer. Yeah. Which is not a tikkun? Which one? I think Gemara talks about that in Shabbos. Let's talk about the way Almei say it. It's certainly a tikkun. Okay, the place where it's a mitzvah to rise kriya.
Maybe it's not Almei because you want to, after you
finish, you don't put it up yet. Not really. First of all, certain people who rip kriya are not even allowed to sell it up. Someone who rips kriya on the parents are not even allowed to sell it up.
Doesn't say who
rips it up. What? Almei. Dr. Torres is a crazy reader. So what does that say Almei say? Anybody who rips in order to sell it. Also, if you rip it just to sell it the way it was, that's not a tikkun.
It's
not
to
prove
it.
He's ripping good cloth and later has to stitch it, so it's worth later.
So it's still
worth. That would be a kill move. If you stop, take it back and rip it, sell it that day. You're ripping is a kill move. It's only a tikkun because that's a corral base. How do we pass him? So it's a pella. There's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Shin Yud Zayin, where this Gemara is brought down, a Pisea Beisat Savar, Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, it says, Mishumaka B'Patish. If you rip open a Beisat Savar, Yechayiv Mishumaka B'Patish, which is like Rashi. Rashi. Which means that you're part of Mishum Keret. And yet, in Simin Shin Nem, the Machaber says, that if you rip the Yoreis had glucose. If you have two papers that are glued together and you rip them apart, you're chayiv. Somebody rips the Yoreis had glucose, it's chayiv. There it's Shalayam and Aslifa. And there it says that you're chayiv. For Kareyam, Shalayam and Aslifa. So the Bir Allah lies in the Tzarashiyam. He says, how do we pass it? It's about like this. It's just, obviously something is missing. There has to be some Nakuda to try to answer it. Dachiezer, Reb Chaim Eiser, suggests a possible teretz. Of course, when you have often a stiris, best way out is to say, it's really a machlaikis. Machlaikis tanoim. There's a machlaikis tanoim in Hilchos Shabbos about something called malacha she'eina tzricha l'gufa. I think many people are confused about what that means. Malacha she'eina tzricha l'gufa. Why does a malacha she'eina tzricha l'gufa? Malacha she'eina tzricha l'gufa means you do exactly the same malacha that would be normally be chayiv, but you do it for a different purpose, for a different tachlis. The simplest example, if somebody goes out to a field and he digs a bar. So normally if you dig a bar, you're chayiv. It's a malacha of either baina or chayresh. If it's in the house, it's baina. If it's in the field, it's chayresh. You dig a bar. But you dug the bar, hachayfer guma, vitzarek la'afra. You don't need the hole. You don't want a hole. You need sand. Hachayfer guma, vitzarek la'afra. That is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. You're doing the malacha for a different purpose. It's exactly the same maisha malacha. If you videotape the person doing it, it looks exactly the same. He's digging the same hole as someone who needs the hole. But in his case, his purpose is tachlis. His desire is a different desire. That's malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. That Yehuda holds malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is chayiv. It doesn't matter what your purpose is. And Reb Shimon holds malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is potter. So Chaim Eiser wants to suggest that when the Mishnah says kareya almenas litvar, two ways of learning are totally, and if you hold a malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. If you hold malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa is chayiv, then any kareya is chayiv. Almesai, achamasai, any type of ripping is chayiv, as long as it's not a makalkia. Makalkia is always part. But any tikkun is going to be chayiv, because you don't need tzricha l'gufa, you don't need the same purpose as the Mishnah. But she'ain kein, if you hold like a Shimon, that malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa is potter. That means you need the same exact tachlis as in the Mishkan. Then kareya amanas litvar is dafka the same way it was in the Mishkan. They ripped in order to fix. Because when they were fixing the ureas, sometimes they had to rip it to resew it. That's the kareya. So Chaim Eiser says the Gavalda Gateres. He says that it's a machlokes hasugyos. When you have a sugya that says, that seems to say that you need kareya dafka amanas litvar, that is Reb Shimon. And that'll be Taisus on Daf Ayin Gimel of Gon Reb Shimon. And the Gemara on Daf Kuf Hei, and Kareya B'chamasai V'almeses Ayin, that is Dafka Reb Yehuda. And he brings that Rashi says a Peferish in the Sugya. Rashi, that Sugya is a Peferish, the Sugya is Gon Reb Yehuda. So that going Dafka Reb Yehuda, Malachim Shetir Tzuhudu Fez Chayim. Achiezer brings other Gemaras that are also totally in this, and he answers all the serious hasugyas with this one mahalach, which is a very nice parent, except Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is still a problem. Shulchan Aruch is still a problem because we paskin malach shein tzricha l'gufa is potter. All we shine except for the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch paskin malach shein tzricha l'gufa is potter. If so, we have the problem again. In Shulchan Aruch, we have a serious. In one place it says, by Agimara it says it's not going to be Patish, it's not Kareya. And if someone who rips papers, it says that it's Chayim Mishum Kareya. You rip papers, that goes together. So there has to be some shelling. But the Bir Allah applied to the Tzarachian, the Chayyadam applied to the Tzarachian. The only thing that says in the Mishnah Berurah is that maybe Machabah changed the Shita. She was Ani Yom. One way, she didn't Ani Yom another way. You don't usually say something like that. You assume the Shulchan Aruch is all one straight sheet. So the mitzvah to find a teretz. Ramesha Nigris Mesha says something which I don't quite follow. In Kufav Aleph, Kufav Bey, Anavo. He says something which I don't quite follow what he's saying. But the point is that it's a mitzvah liyashin. You come up with some type of a way of resolving the spirit. But there's no tali in these two ways of learning the Gemara. Now the Gemara is kasha. In fact, the Gemara, the Chima Bein Zel of the Gufa Tzadik, that's mashma like Rashi of the Rambam. Huh? We're talking about Makkah B'Pakish or Kareya. But the Gemara, Chima Bein Zel of the Gufa Tzadik, you're allowed to break off the stopper of the Tzadik, that's the Shailov, Makkah B'Pakish, there's no Kareya on the Tzadik. So the Mishnah Sinah says that from the Gemara of Kasha, we're forced to say that the Rambam is made as Makkah B'Pakish too. Because if it's only Kareya, what's the Kasha from Chavis? On a Chavis, there's no Kareya. Kriya, the Melacha of Kareya is only on soft things, paper, cloth, things that are bendable. Somebody breaks breaks a piece of wood, breaks a piece of hard plastic, that's not Kareya. Kareya, the definition of Kareya is on something that's cloth-like. Something sort. So the Gemara of Kasha, the Mishnah Sinah says, is machlech us to say that the Rambam is made this Makkah B'Pakish. The Gemara answers, Amalei Seh Chibur V'Zeinei Chibur. Pashuk Pshat, it seems to say that when you take off the Gufas HaChadis, you're not breaking the Chadis. You're just removing a stopper of a Chadis. And the main word, that's it. Okay, I'll compare it. This is the main machlechus of Pesach Beis HaTzav. The next sugya is the sugya of Mikvah. Next sugya goes all the way down. I would like to try to finish it in one shir because it's not the main sugya. We'd like to get back to Eben Zayman. So please try to be prepared tomorrow with the Gemara to the next Mishnah. There are a couple of tzitzis. So